Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, happy Podmas
number 3.
Whoop, whoop.
Shall we do it on the third day
of Podmas? Stephanie Wing
gave to me.
Oh, Jesus, why is it always me? You never give me anything.
Because I'm saying Wing gave to me.
But I'm saying Steffi and Wing.
Oh, okay. I was more
it's
thinking.
It's from the two of us.
Okay, Steffi and Wing gave to me a box of chocolates.
I have some good news for you, by the way.
Oh, okay. Cut the cameras. Go on, what?
Not that good news, but last night I was really holding myself back from buying myself Stardew Valley.
You don't know what I would do if you got this. Why are you holding yourself back?
Because I think I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get it for Christmas.
It's not that. It's like you don't need to like restrict this thing. You want it for the lead up to Christmas. Because
do I though? Because I feel like January is quite, I've got a lot to do now between
in
now
December.
And the end of the year. Yeah,
whereas January
I've got
dead,
lots to, whereas so... January is like, what am I doing apart from sitting indoors playing Stardew Valley? I might even get COVID, treat myself.
Yes, so true.
That's what happened last year.
But it would be so good. I'm actually pivoting my person that I'm gonna marry, I think.
Oh yeah, you've been with Shane.
Shane, if you're basically, Stardew Valley is a game that's on the Switch. It's an incredible game, all designed by one guy. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that is
the
crazy.
Music, the fucking graphics, the game design, took him like 10 million years to do.
He's God.
Yeah, he's amazing. His name is Concerned Ape, is the name he goes by. And he designed this game. It's called Stardew Valley. And it's kind of, if you're familiar with Harvest Moon, which is essentially like farming stuff. But it's this, I don't even know how he's done it. Stardew Valley has this like deep, like magical world where you're essentially a farmer, but you're in this town and you have like there are marriage candidates, there's this whole fucking, it's insane. It's the most insane game I've ever played in my life, and it's incredible. I've been going for this guy called Shane, and he's like an alcoholic. There's a whole thing, you help him through his like journey with this stuff.
Yeah.
But I was recently given Secret Santa as this
oh
guy
my
called
God.
Alex, who's like the town jock, and he's a bit rude to me sometimes.
Okay, well, I can imagine you quite like that.
Yeah. And I'm getting a bit bored of Shane's shit, really. And
yeah, you've had enough.
And Alex, I went into his room and he was like weightlifting, and he was like, I'm so sorry that I've been so rude to you. I'm obsessed with being a footballer, but actually maybe there's more to life. And because he's my Secret Santa, I'm thinking maybe I'm gonna ditch Shane and give him like an ultimate present.
What do you give him? What can you give him? Like a fish or something?
Well, his favorite thing, if I'm correct, I've already made it, I've got it in my bag ready for him. It's like this plate. It's like this dinner plate of like all this food that
this
he loves.
Is fucking mental.
And I need you
you've
to
got
come
a plate
into the
ready
mental
for
world
him in
me.
Your bag. Oh my God. Yeah, well, I would love to. I'm finding it very intimidating and I haven't even started yet. Like, I haven't even got it yet. So,
the thing is, it's the softest game. It could not be softer. You buy chickens, you like literally.
That's what
like,
I want. Yeah.
It's so chilled. But you can also then go into the mines and kind of slay monsters.
Yeah, this is what freaks me out.
There's a lot going on.
I fear anything with a time ticking element. Like, I feel like there's a bomb's going to go off. Like, I'm running out of time sort of thing. Like, I know that time passes in the game and that freaks me out.
Time passes in the game. It's not like Animal Crossing where your day is in real time your day. If it's Tuesday at 12 in your real life, it's Tuesday at 12 on your Animal Crossing island. In Stardew Valley, like, probably an hour is 2 minutes sort of thing of your real time.
Yeah,
so your day is going, but like the pace is, you get used to it. Like, it is incredible.
Yeah.
It's the best game I've ever played, hands down.
I believe
Concerned Ape should be so fucking proud of himself. What a feat. And basically I highly recommend playing Stardew Valley to everyone. And also, someone asked, what are we saying? star, Dew, as in D-E-W.
When did they ask that? God, we've barely had the conversation.
I saw that. Someone said, what are you saying? Stardew Valley. If you're American, you call it Stardew.
Like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, best game ever. Anyway, I can't wait for you to get it.
Maybe if you were going through a breakup, Stardew Valley would be a good thing for you to have.
There are many, many, many lovers waiting for you in this game. Like, you've got your pick in the valley. Of the bunch. Who are you going to go for?
So, I thought this topic would be good because...
I've forgotten the topic.
Breakups and rejection.
Breakups, fuck. Oh.
That's why I just said that. That's why you said that. Yeah, what you think...
That's why I just said many lovers waiting for you.
Yeah, no, I loved the response.
You were going for breakup, perfect.
I thought I was randomly just bringing up breakups.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I thought, yeah, you're right.
I think everything's harder at this time of year.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like breakups, feeling rejected, feeling like you're out on your own in this world, just hits harder in December.
I think it's there's a real sense at this point of like taking stock of like what you've got. Like with the new year shit, and then also like everyone that you love coming together.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so if you've just kind of lost someone that you love,
mm-hmm.
the absence is like really like blazingly obvious.
Yeah. And I feel like, I know we said in the other episode people don't talk about how bad flu is, but I feel
they
like
they really don't. And I'm gonna
not be trying to get you started on that, but I feel like as well people, we really don't give enough airtime to how bad breakups can be. And I know I've said before, like, I feel like the general narrative is really focused on, like, just moving on and being unbothered and having a glow up and all of these, like, really superficial. I know, yeah. But I feel like, for me, I always just find it confusing because I think, of course, I think there's a lot of shame around people admitting that they've gotten used to somebody in their life and that they're going to miss somebody and things like that.
And that they had like an imagined future with someone.
Yeah.
And not only have you taken away like the present version of that person, but like, oh my God, my whole future was planned with you.
Mm.
And now I don't know what the rest of my life looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Also the amount of time.
And across friendships too.
Definitely, definitely.
Maybe even more so.
I just almost think the amount of time that people are sort of granted to get over a breakup is short as well. Like even when you watch things like Love Island, or I've been watching Made in Chelsea recently, and as I shamefully admit that, like it is actually my recent obsession. It's absolutely atrocious.
You've been ill, you've lost your mind, it's fine.
Oh, I can't find it, honestly, guys. It's honestly well and truly lost. But they often say, and they're like, oh yeah, so I've been single for like 2 months, so I'm ready to move on. It's like, okay, this is actually, imagine you get out of like a 3-year relationship, and it's like, so I've been single for like 6 months, I'm ready to, like, it's like, okay, these are actually quite short time spans that people are giving them.
Yeah.
And if someone says something like, oh yeah, I've been single for a year, especially on Love Island, what's given is like, oh my God, kind of thing. And it's a year is not a lot of time to get over someone or to like rebuild your identity from something that, I don't know, it's just not actually a long period of time.
I agree. And I think I'm going to hold on to something you just said there, because I think there's so much shame around it about like rebuilding your identity. I think people won't even admit that they have attached a part of their identity to a relationship, because I feel like generationally, or just societally, but like across society, we really like underplay how much we need other people. And that's not to say you can't be like an independent person and like I'm sure you're fine and all of these things. Like it doesn't take away how capable you are or how confident you are in yourself or your own abilities, or it doesn't take away anything from your own worth to admit that you need relationships in your life. Of course you do.
Yeah. I can't remember whether we spoke about this in the first episode or was it just our usual Monday episode, but we were talking about Starts, the documentary, the Jonah Hill documentary.
Maybe that was Monday, I can't remember.
Feels like a while ago. And in Starts, he talks about like a triangle, and we were talking about this off the podcast about hierarchy of needs kind of stuff, like, and at the bottom of the triangle, almost picture like a pyramid scheme kind of triangle sort of situation. He was saying like these are all the things a human needs. I don't know if I completely agree with his where he's put stuff, but at the bottom he'd put like your body is the main, is like the largest bit of the triangle, then is your relationships, and then is like yourself, like your relationship with like the more internal aspects of yourself. But I thought it was so interesting that he put relationships as larger than yourself, your inner world. And it's like, actually, let's be real, if you have fucked up relationships, of course you're not going to be able to unlock that aspect of yourself that can like feel peace if you feel like there's shit unsaid in your relationships, because they are such a huge aspect of like your day-to-day life.
Yeah, and it's integral to feel like you're a part of a community, and that then informs your sense of like purpose and like validity on earth as a human being.
Yeah,
like without, and as much as you want to talk about like, of course everyone needs to feel compassion for themselves and feel like, you know, they can validate themselves and blah 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 blah, it goes without saying, but also we can't, if we start to neglect the relationships that we have with other people, there will be consequences of that. Like, you're not destined to be alone in life. And I think sometimes when you think you are alone, you're really, really not.
I would say most of the time. Like, I don't know anyone that's actually well and truly alone in life. And I know a lot of people that feel really alone.
Mm. I think sometimes when you're feeling really alone, it's actually when you're most rejecting the love that's coming towards you. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, we've spoken before about like loneliness, and I think both of us kind of agree that it is one of the worst fucking feelings out there. It is such a bad feeling. Like, any time that I can actually pinpoint the feeling of like, God, I feel lonely right now, have probably been the points where I feel most unhappy. Like, it's such a sour and like dark feeling. So I do think it's like, oh, I don't even know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can.
Feel free to answer in any way that you're comfortable to, goes without saying.
Mm.
Can you tell me about a time that you felt rejected by somebody?
Oh, okay. Let me like really, really fucking think about this shit. Because I could give some sort of bullshit.
Yeah.
Guy rejected me, blah, blah, blah. But I actually don't think
that it's that.
I don't think I actually feel that rejected from that sort of thing. Like, that's almost quite in a certain way, a fun rejection, because then I come together with all my friends and we have a big fucking thing about it. I'll cry, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I haven't felt like that in so long. I almost can't tap into that. Let me think. I reckon a rejection that probably hits the hardest. I think the worst one I've ever felt is my parents splitting up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was a feeling, not even of, I think that is the deepest rejection of like your trust being broken, your almost like a very abrupt like welcome to the adult world sort of feeling.
Yeah.
And also a feeling of not just me being rejected, but like the situation that we had, my family, someone is deciding to opt out of that, the thing that is the happy family's
world
in my mind, someone opting out of that. I do think that was probably the deepest feeling of rejection.
How did you come back from that?
I started off by trying to get still as much attention as possible. I don't know. I was in year six. I think
as
it's
you
been
should.
100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think in so many ways I haven't ever come back from that. Like, I think that just goes into you. Like, something happening like that in a young way, I think has completely formed my understanding of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually don't know if I ever kind of, as much as I have so much peace with what actually happened and like my parents split up. It's not that deep. I do think that's in me now. Like, I don't think I have, I don't think I ever did go past it, really. That's just kind of informed my beliefs about, like, rejection, relationships, all of this stuff.
I think as well, sometimes, as you say, like, things are just in us forever. And even when you've made peace with certain aspects of it, as you get older and experience more and more in your life, I feel like there are always new milestones you can make of, like, healing through something. Like, if I go through something, it's like I might feel like I've hit a point of understanding of a certain situation, but if I were to get married, I'm sure I'll think about it differently. If I were to have a child, I'm sure it would bring up new ways of thinking about a past experience. Like, if I were to move to a different, like, as you learn new things about yourself and about life and about the world, I feel like you can place your past experiences with hindsight,
with new context,
with new context and a new appreciation for the situation that you were in. And it's not to say you're never going to get over what you're going through, but I think it's about giving yourself the space to appreciate how hard an experience can be. And almost give yourself the pat on the back for, like, getting through it every day. I think I always find it hard to, like, move through situations when I feel like there's a sentiment coming at me or, like, a judgment coming at me from other people of, like, God, why can't she just get on with it? No one's really saying this to me. But, like, that's how I feel like I'm constantly...
Do you feel like that? Do you feel like there's people kind of looking in being like, she needs to do this?
Yeah, but it's me. It's me.
Yeah, because that's... the truth of it, isn't it? No one is looking in, rapping on the fucking window, being like, you need to
look at her, what a mess. No one's doing that.
It's just you.
It is just me. I'm coming off the last episode as well of the conversations that I have with my mum about... My mum definitely grew up feeling like she had to take the brunt of other people's emotions and just get on with things and don't cry and all of these things and just be strong for other people and never cause a scene. And I definitely had that embedded into me in a young age and took that on as my own characteristic and trait. And so I definitely feel that all the time of, like, you know, not being allowed to have the time to, like, grieve something or get, you know, like, deal with something in your own way, even though I'm probably giving myself less than the average time anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Was there a time for you where you felt the most rejected in life that, like, springs to mind?
One that springs to mind is quite sour. It's quite... There are honestly so many. Oh, I don't know if I can.
Okay.
Maybe I'll save it for another
episode.
Is there
one that you feel comfortable sharing?
Let me think.
Even ones in friendship, I think, are fucking bad. Like,
Oh my God. That's so bad, though. Yeah.
I think it's like family shit, deep shit, hits, early friendship stuff. Ugh.
I think the deepest rejection, it kind of ties back to the loneliness thing, but I think the deepest rejection does just always come from yourself.
Yeah.
When you're feeling that level of frustration or, like, to be honest, hatred for yourself and who you are.
Yeah.
And it's really, that's so sad, because then you'll see rejection in across all of your relationships, because that's just how you perceive yourself as this, like, unworthy being.
And that's when it starts feeling like kind of all the eyes have turned in at you and everyone's looking at you and judging you, and it's like, no one actually is, you're just telling yourself that you need to change.
Okay, next question. If we were to have a big breakup of our friendship...
Oh God, we were talking about this the other day.
Yeah, how would you feel?
Terrible.
Yeah, it's a bit bad, wouldn't it?
I was talking about this, like, we were saying how... I would hate to get meta on the podcast once again, but I'm gonna do it. We're saying, how lucky are we, like, how almost have we wrangled this that we have got
how have we
this
spun
thing?
It out like this? Yeah, it's crazy.
How have we done this? We've got a podcast that we love, that, I mean, I think we've spoken about money now. It pays for our lives. It pays for our lives. We still have pretty shambles lives, but it pays for that shambles. Yeah. Like, it is insane. I don't know, if I want to go and buy fucking, like, a can of baked beans, you guys listening has paid for that can of baked beans. Like, that is mental. How have we done this? And we were talking about, like, I don't know, I think I was saying to you that this is probably, like, yesterday, like, do you fear losing this? Like, how kind of...
How fucked are you?
Weird words today, but how, like, large does that loom in your mind? Like, is that something you think about a lot? Like, do you fear losing it? Because I think I really fear losing it, like, from two angles. I think there's one of just like, how often does things work out for for people on the internet? Mm. They inevitably become hated. Their audience, yeah, they do something dickish and their audience turns against them, of course. I fear us being fucking dicks and becoming out of touch and all of this stuff, yeah, and just losing it. And I also fear, I mean, I see two girls on the fucking internet more often than not. The odds are not in our favour. They fall out, they have a huge fucking argument, it ends in shit. I've seen it happen many times.
Mm,
and I think I fear it. Like, I fear it on the level of losing this amazing thing that we've created. But more than that, I would then fear losing the relationship. Like, how horrific would that be?
It would be so horrific.
Yeah. It, like, oh, it sends shivers down my spine.
Yeah, it would be bad.
But that's why I think we have to be really, and I think we are, really on it in terms of, like, this is a strange relationship. This is a strange relationship, so I think it needs strange things, strange levels of, like, honesty and, like, compassion and all of these things, because it is so intense. I think it needs intense levels of, like, love poured in as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think as well, I think the podcast, but also I think a combination of that, like the podcast, our relationship, everything, just where I'm at in my life, it's, I've been thinking over the past year or so about how it informs everything else that I do.
Yeah.
And in the sense that I feel like I carry that level of care now into my other relationships, and like,
yeah,
just makes you view things differently.
Go on.
Well, I think I know how important it is for us to communicate and I just think for us, it's like my relationship with you is always the priority, like regardless of whatever, yeah, else is happening with the Sephian Wing universe.
100%.
You have to be my priority. You're my number one port of call.
It has to be.
So then,
was it, if you think about what it's built on that relationship. So
yeah,
if that's the kind of fire that keeps it burning, there's, yeah, no fucking way we can be like, guys, we need to sort of work on our we need to work on sort of the audio quality, blah blah blah. I think actually the core is the special thing. That's, yeah, the only thing that actually matters.
I also think I have such a strong belief in us, and then what I mean by that is, in turn, then I think it's really built a strong belief in myself. Like, I woke up this morning, I was almost laughing to myself at how well received Podmas has been, and like,
yeah,
thinking about all the really, really nice messages, it's actually like,
yeah,
makes me laugh. Like, I'm grinning, like I'm so happy.
That's funny.
Like, it's brought, kind of in the way that it can bring baked beans into your life, it's like you can afford to buy baked beans where previously you could not. It's like now, yeah, it's physically brought £2 into your life. It's physically brought much more love into your life. Yeah. And that is really special.
Bonkers.
And it's insane. And I think that goes across all things. I would have no shame, or I would really like to think that I would try and have no shame about admitting, regardless as to what would ever happen with us, God forbid, touch wood.
Yeah.
I would love to have no shame in being able to hold my hands up and look back and appreciate how amazing this relationship is, what we've made, everything we've created, the history, the memories, everything. And I feel like that, as much as possible, should be held across all relationships, because...
Yeah.
Just because a relationship isn't ongoing doesn't mean all the meaning and value is lost.
I completely agree. How many things
do you see the way on? I just spun that back in, by the way? You just appreciate that. Back to breakups.
Yeah, you're a genius.
Thank you.
So clever.
Thank you.
She's done it once again, guys.
But it's true, right? Like, I look at people in my life and I'm like, well, I'd like to think that I would have the emotional capacity and maturity to always be able to appreciate that, like, that was funny, or
yeah,
that was good. Do you know what I mean?
Well, do you have sort of examples of anyone that, like, you don't have in your life anymore, but you still look back and you're like, yeah, we had a fucking fun time, like, I have so much love for you. Like, almost there's the respect there, even though, like, you and it fell, yeah, out or whatever happened.
I think it is about respect. I also think I have that with almost everyone. There's maybe one big player in my life that I think about and I'm like, I'm gonna keep you as far out of my life as possible.
Yeah, bad news.
Bad news. Like,
yeah,
I'm not about respect. Like, I actually, if I could, I would be plotting your death. Okay, I'm gonna touch wood that no one,
I think you have plotted it. I've definitely been involved
I've definitely imagined it. Yeah. Because I think there's a big difference in the breakdown of a relationship with someone that has actually done the opposite of bring value to your life. It's like you actually
brought... you never had a good relationship with this person
anyway. No, but almost whatever you brought me, the only value I can take, like the only lessons I have from that relationship because of me, they're not because of this person.
One.
Do you know what I mean? Like this person brought a ton of shit in my life. It's not even about looking back and being like, oh, but I'm changed for the better now, all the things I've learned. It's like, yeah, because of me. Not because of the relationship or because of what you this person brought. Yeah, you gave me shit. And the only way there's been any value from that situation is because I put in the fucking work to get it. I think as well, like I'm in a long-term relationship now, and I like to think that working on the relationship in a sense that I feel so happy in it, but I also like to know that it is building us both as people in a really amazing way. It kind of informs, like, well, okay, well, then, kind of similar to me and you, it's like, well, then, no matter what, it will have always been the best case scenario, even if it kind of explodes. It's still, I still feel luckier to have had it than to have not experienced it at all.
There is a ridiculous, I remember I was sitting on a fucking
hill.
Don't
be sad because it's over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My friend said this to me on a hill in the fucking Forest of Dean.
Yeah.
Like, it literally was like, and it was a real like, we all started crying. It was like, why are we crying over this? Like, I think it's a Winnie the Pooh quote.
Wow.
I think it's from Winnie the Pooh. Or like, there's definitely some like fucking graphic with that quote with Winnie the Pooh on the
God.
Graphic.
Yeah. Something. Piglet.
So cute. So fucking cute. Piglet is the cutest thing in the whole world, isn't he?
What about Eeyore?
Just a side note. I never was a fan of Eeyore.
Really?
Never
bit
was
too
a
grumpy.
Yeah.
You're such a Tigger.
I was going to say I'm so Tigger. There's no
you
doubt.
You are Tigger. I think I'm Winnie. I think I'm Winnie the Pooh. Grumbly honey boy.
I see that so much.
Am I not?
I don't really know his personality traits, but
I think he just wanders around the 100-acre wood looking for love and friendship and honey.
With Christopher Robin, is that his name? Yeah. Do you know who also loves Piglet? Just there's a bit in Fleabag when the hot priest puts his hand on his heart and he says, Piglet.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cute.
How amazing is that? That can bring tears to my fucking eyes.
Piglet. Funny word, Piglet.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah, go on. That quote.
I don't know, that was it.
you were going to say more than that, surely. There was this quote.
I was
going to
say, there's a quote that says, yeah, like, don't fucking cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And as much as that is the... Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I hadn't remembered. I hadn't remembered it fully. That's funny. Yeah.
That's what it is. Don't cry because it's over.
Yeah.
Smile because it happened.
Smile because it happened. Yeah, easy as pie.
Is so Facebook. That is the most Facebook thing I've ever heard in my life. But do you know what? It's so fucking
But is
true.
There a purer joy than living a Facebook life? It's like, this is why we're all so fucking miserable. Because we're all sat on Instagram and TikTok. If we were on Facebook, we'd be blissfully ignorant and just feeling our own life, just gossiping about the next door neighbour. Sounds great.
Yeah, your world is so small, isn't it, on Facebook?
It's really rude, but yeah.
You only know your actual people you know in real life. Maybe some friends of friends.
Like, your life is your town. Small. That sounds really amazing.
Yeah. God, it was weird times. And like, uploading your profile picture was like a big fucking deal. I still use Facebook Messenger for a few chats.
That's fucking crazy.
I know, how weird is that? It's like, I don't even have the Facebook app, but I have Facebook Messenger for certain chats.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I better move those over to somewhere. It's mortifying.
Just never speak to them again. Jacob.
Do you use WhatsApp or do you text?
I text.
Do I, but then I only text people. Like, I think WhatsApp is an ugly interface.
WhatsApp.
So do I. Yeah. But everyone, or whenever I message people, they're like, please, can you just WhatsApp me?
I know, and it's so annoying.
And I'm like, I think it's so ugly, though.
I think it's so ugly.
But people love it.
People fucking live for it. There are certain people that I have to WhatsApp. It's just like, get a grip.
But I still refuse to WhatsApp them. And I just text them, and they say, message me on WhatsApp. And I say, I don't like WhatsApp again. Like, it's just a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, they're breaking a boundary. Like, I told you, like, I don't feel comfortable WhatsApp. Using WhatsApp. Well, this has been nice.
Yeah, this is nice.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we're just talking about fucking WhatsApp, I reckon that's
a good marker. Yeah, it's a good sign to go. Yeah.
Thanks
for the love on podcast.
We spoke about breakups, though.
Well, is there one last thing that you would say if someone's going through a breakup? What would your word? Can't be don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. Give your own sentence.
Those are Winnie the Pooh's words, not mine. I would say, or like my genuine beliefs about breakups are that...
Finally! No, I'm joking.
We're only half an hour fucking in. Right at the closing thought. Right now, you feel diabolical. Yep. You feel like shit right now. The only thing I know to be true is that it will pass.
Yeah.
Don't go fucking back to them. Don't fucking text them when they message you, oh, I'm lonely. Web, don't do that. Just don't do that. I know you want to. Every bit of you is like, oh, but I just should. I just maybe I should. Don't do it. You will only prolong the misery and you'll be sadder in the long term. Everyone that I know that has actually had some self-esteem in those moments and been like, no, they are happier quicker. The people that go back and do all this fucking shit, they are more miserable for longer. You can drag this shit out for years, and trust me, if they can have you on a little ding 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 little bell and you arrive, they'll keep you there. Don't go back. Be strong. You'll feel like shit. You've got your friends around you. You've got amazing films, amazing books, music, all the stuff you need. Don't fucking go back to a scrap when you're a queen.
Love it. Stunning.
Do you have a closing thought?
No, just I'll just echo that. I love it. My closing thought is thanks everyone for making Podmas really fun.
Yeah,
can't wait to see everyone again tomorrow.
I'm quite liking that in each of these, hopefully my voice is becoming less unbearable.
Yeah,
I think I'm coughing less in all of
them. Never unbearable.
It's almost monitoring my journey back to health. Which I'm liking.
Habit tracker.
Honestly.
Okay.
Thanks so much, everyone. We've got a new thing haven't we?
Yes. Got something ready up our sleeve. Ready?
Three, two, one. Go. Congratulations on the Podmas.
Oh my God. Regrets.
It sounded better in our heads, didn't it?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.